All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Last Stop. This week, I didn't even realize I didn't do this, but this is the episode that really put me on the map. It's the episode where me and my boys, we went to a Roy Woods album listening party, and we ended up getting in even though we weren't on the list, obviously. And this is the story behind it. The episode starts with us drunk, live from the album listening party, and then it'll break down and unwind with us in Rashawn's house, breaking down the story and telling everything that happens, followed by, and stick around, for a special guest mix. This was one of the first guest mixes from any DJ, and it's from Shantonio from Chromatic. Now, if you don't know, Chromatic's a DJ group based in Jamaica, an OVO affiliate, and they're just, you know, putting out great mixes out there and giving us music that we want to hear. Well, me personally, because I'm a fan of, you know, reggae, dancehall, you know, Caribbean type music. So the mix is amazing. Stick around for that. Stick around for us being drunk. I edited a little bit of it because I didn't realize how wild we were, but it wasn't anything crazy. And then for the good story. So stick around, subscribe, make sure you follow me on all platforms. On Twitter, it's at SilkDurag. On Instagram, it's at LastStopManny. And yeah, be ready for some new episodes to come out. Before you do anything, pause this right now. Go down, give it a 5-star rating, go comment. And you know, after you're done listening, hit me up, let me know what you want to hear. If you want to hear more music, I'll put more music. You want to hear more people talking? I'll bring the guys back. I'm trying to do everything like that from now on. I want to give the people what they want. So until then, enjoy this episode and thanks for subscribing to The Last Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train.
Yo, so we here live at the Roy Woods fucking album listening party. Amari, tell them what you said.
Go, Bar. Y'all already know it's exclusive work. Y'all gotta get in here to be somebody, all right?
Come on. Yo, Brian, what you wanna say to the people?
I'm lit.
That's all you gotta say.
Finesse Gods 17, you heard?
We out here enjoying the music. Yo, Steven, how you feel about this album so far and this experience? How you doing?
Yo, I love it. We ran into my man's Ebro and PNB.
Oh, yeah. I ran into Ebro while I was on the way over here. And I was like, Ebro, what's up, buddy? Yo, shout out to this night. I just had to get this on the podcast. This shit's going up tomorrow.
You hear the album first on here, so y'all know we not lying.
Fact though, we out here. Shout out to this album for being fire.
I wanna see you like Pancho. She said I love your voice. You really make me mush. I've been dancing all night, and now I gotta catch a flight. I wanna see you turn around. I wanna see you more your body. I wanna see you turn around. I wanna see you more your body. Now take time on Tony. Let me see you move your body. Now take time on Tony. And take time on Tony. Let me see you more your body. Now let me see you more your body. And take time on me. Baby, take time on me. It's 24 hours. And you know it's Roy Woods. Don't tell nobody.
Yeah, we need to take time. Time, take time. Baby, we need to take time. Time, if I take time. Baby, if I take time, time, if I take time, yeah, we need to do time, time, if I take time, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know we got it going on, my waist move too strong, combo's still too long, I need to get out of here, the gal them are running top, bang on me, come on, bubble up, and time and I have to take, my gal you're up.
feel our respect. I'm young and I'm conscious. Replay all of the time we spent. I got lost in the evening. I get lost in your eyes for a reason. She starts whining and she sing along. Ganja make her lungs cough. Take time with the breath now. Don't smoke if your lungs burn. Please don't stop me. I got time for you all. Please make lots of do. I'm
Alright, so you just heard the second ever mix that I've ever put on here. Well, like playlist type thing. But here we are, episode 15, the quinceañera episode. Shout out to all the little Mexicans out there. I'm joined here with Steve.
What's up? Making my return. It's been a couple episodes, but I'm back.
Still looking for a man.
Still.
And Rashawn the Don.
Back by popular demand.
A lot of people were saying good things about his mix last week.
And I appreciate that, people.
I got a couple people listening.
People that aren't in our small group of friends, I appreciate that.
You already know.
Shout out to the people who reviewed. Leave the 5-star reviews.
Yeah, if you're one of the 20 people who've left a review.
Who aren't part of the main squad. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Even though, you know, there's like 500 subscribers now. That we gained in 1 week.
Man, you hit a milestone.
So, boom. We out here. Yeah, we celebrated yesterday. And Rashawn, tell us why you weren't there.
You celebrated, wait, what?
Why weren't you there
yesterday? At the Roy Woods.
Yeah.
You know, your boy had class this morning at 7, you know.
You might have heard, well, I think it's
going
to play.
I'm not
going to
lie. I do feel bad for not going. Yeah, that looked like a great night. That looked like
I didn't even know anyone. Manny had to explain to people where they're passing me, and I had a great time.
Yeah,
I would have liked to see PNB. I didn't even know. I don't really fuck with Roy Woods, but PNB, I would have liked to see him.
We'll get into all of that. Right now, let's intro the story. Let people know, because we know the story.
Give them some insight.
But they don't know the story.
You got to know the story.
Yeah.
Listen to the story.
Let's talk about it. You already heard our live reactions at the at the concert. I put that in right before it started. But let's talk about the night and how it started. So 2 days ago, it was like the Wednesday, Roy Woods puts up a picture and goes, "I'm inviting all of New York to this event. It's lit. Album listening party, blah blah blah." So I send it in the group chat, and then everybody, well, Steve says he's down. Even though he has no idea who Roy Woods is.
I said it as a joke, I'm not going to lie. And I didn't realize that tomorrow was the day. And Manny's like, "I'm coming over." I'm like, "Oh, what are you coming over for?" He's like,
That's right. That's right.
I was so serious. I was like, what are you doing?
Coming over. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck? What are you coming over for? Where are we going?"
So I get to Steve's. We go to the city. It takes like an hour to get there.
Where was it?
2 hours early, by the way.
Yeah.
2 hours early.
It took an hour to get there, and we were 2 hours early.
Where was it, though?
It was on Spring Street, on Bleecker.
In Soho, apparently.
Yeah. So
how many trains from?
Just one, the 6 train.
Oh, the 6 train. We rode almost
it
last
one,
stop.
One last stop. We rode it 2 stops past Astor Place. Fuck you, James Franco, wherever you are.
Wherever you are, James Franco, go fuck yourself.
James
continue.
Franco.
We'll tell you the story after, but continue. But
yeah, remember that story.
We get down. Hopefully we don't lose track because we're getting off subject a lot. But yeah, so we get down there. And then we're 2 hours early, so we're standing out front, and I'm like, there's not a line of people. And usually when an artist invite their fans, there's like a line of people or whatever. So me and Steve are the only people there.
Yeah.
Brian and Amari arrive after taking...
Arrive.
After taking freaking 2 hours after we did.
Going to Wendy's.
Because they decided to go back to Brian's house to leave his book bag.
That's understandable.
And then, but there was a bunch of people with book bags there.
The guy with you took a picture with had a fucking book bag on.
He had
on.
A designer book bag on. He shit it on Brian's. Okay. All right. He ain't have no transport. But yeah, so,
exactly. Transport. Book
so
bag.
There was a bunch of people with book bags. It wasn't that big of a deal, but you know, they wasted time doing that. And then they decided to go to Wendy's, and that was another 45 minutes. And then I'm like, yo, are y'all going to get the Wendy's and eat at Wendy's while we're just standing here? Like, it was a 20-minute walk.
Wait, but when they got there, was the door still open? Or
No, everything was still closed.
Oh, there you go.
So but it wouldn't have made sense because we were like, all right, we'll meet you at the Wendy's. But then I was like, watch us get there.
And then they open
They're going to open up the doors.
It's going to be
packed.
There'll
be a line. Yeah. And then once we get there, I bet you they're going to be finished with their food. And we're just literally just going to walk there to walk right back.
Yeah.
So we wait. The 20 minutes I thought it was going to take them turned into 45. They get there. And I'm like, all right, we're all here. Let's walk up. So they're like, there's two bouncers and then one white guy. And then the white guy goes, hey, what's your name? And I'm like, oh, I'm on. See if I'm on the list. And then he was like, all right, spell your last name.
Strafe it. Disla.
And I go, Disla. And he was like, spell it out. I'm like, D-I-S-L-A. And then he's like, I'm looking. And I'm like, yeah, it should be there. And then I spell it out again. He's like, yeah, you're not on the list. I was like, but the invite said all in New York is invited. So I'm like, how am I not on the list? I'm from New York. So another dude with long hair walks out and he's like, listen, guys, come back in like an hour. We're only letting people in who are on the list. I'm like, say less, which is the name of the album, by the way. Hey. Check it out. Without that album, we wouldn't have this great time.
Shout out to Roy Woods.
Facts. Yeah. So we're walking looking for a bar, just any bar.
We walked
like 4 blocks. Like, well, the bar is 4 blocks. We walked more than 4 blocks because we walked in circles and freaking walking down blocks.
Did you put it on the GPS or something?
No, we were just walking for a bar. So we finally found one that was a shitty bar. I'm like, all right, what's your drink specials? And he was like, $5 shots. And like $5 glasses of wine. I'm like, all right, let me get 2 shots of rum and a Coke. So I drink that. We all finish our drinks. But it was 8 o'clock when we walked to the door. When we got out the bar, it was 8:50. So we spent all that time walking. We just had one drink and then left. All
right, yeah.
We get back to the door at 9. And then I'm like, what's going on, man? He was like, oh, you know, still doing the listing. Just stand to the side. So we're just standing there.
The same guy with the long hair?
No, it was the first white dude who had the list.
But he knew you guys were coming back?
Nah, he didn't. He probably didn't think we were coming back.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, they just told us to come back in an hour, bro. Because we were ready to just stand there the entire time and wait. And then, so we're standing there, and then the dude, I'm just bored. I'm like, yo, I've never waited outside a club in my life. I feel like a Herb doing it, whatever. So I just start talking to the bouncer, and I'm just telling him a story. I'm like, yo, how about the Knicks? We start talking about basketball, and then we start talking. I look at Amari, and I'm like, yo, I'm about to pull out the card. And I look at the dude, and I'm like, yo, have you ever seen School of Rock? He was like, yeah. He was like, have you ever? I look at him, I'm like, yo, have you ever seen Are We There Yet? He was like, Are We There Yet? Sounds familiar. I'm like, you know that movie with Ice Cube and the kids? And he's like, yeah. I was like, see this guy right here? That's the girl's brother.
That's the girl's brother.
He's like,
that's great.
No, it's not. And I'm like,
you don't
believe so? And I told Amari before I even talked to him, I was like, yo, bring up a picture of you and your sister. And he pulls out the picture, shows it to him. And then the dude's like, that's crazy.
That's
so the dude goes inside. And then this other dude pulls up. He's like a small Middle Eastern looking dude.
Right.
He pulls up with like 10 hookahs and a box of hookah shit. Yeah. So I look at him. I'm like, yo, my mans, what's the shit? I was like, I got aluminum foil in my back pocket. Let me know if you need me to help you out. And then everybody starts laughing. And I'm like, yo, let me know. I got the coconut milk on deck. I'll finesse it. So they start laughing again. He goes inside. And then this dude with long hair. So while all of this is happening, so the dude's going inside, Roy Woods pulls up. I'm like, oh, this is my chance to get a fucking picture of Roy Woods again. Because he dubbed me the first time.
I remember that.
Let's backtrack. Do a little flashback. A year ago, August 4th. Fucking like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 2016. I'm outside of the OVO pop-up shop. And I see Roy Woods. And this was... Roy Woods wasn't that big then. He only had like one or two mixtapes out.
Roy Woods.
So I'm there, and I'm literally we're on an OVO pop-up shop, and he's signed to OVO, and I'm the only one who recognizes Roy Woods. I'm like, yo, what's up, Roy Woods? I'm like, yo, can I get a picture? And he poses.
And
then I look at him, and I'm like, this nigga really wants me to take a picture of him instead of a picture with him. So I just take the picture and keep it stepping. So we're back to current day now. I look at Roy Woods, and I'm like, yo, Roy Woods, can I get a... And then he hits me with the deuces and then walks right inside. Oh, all in one movement. He was walking straight. Roy Woods puts up the deuces and keeps walking. I'm like, damn. And then there's this nigga Kaz. And Kaz is the dude from WrestleRap, and he has the Henny Palooza thing.
Right.
He was a black guy.
Shout out to him.
And I was like, yo, Kaz. And then we hit the two sweet, and I'm like, that was awesome. And then he walks inside. And then this dude with long hair comes outside, and he's like, yo, I'm letting you in. And I'm like, me? He was like, yeah, who you with? I'm like, three other people over here. So I point to Steve, Amari, Brian. And then, mind you, there's like three, four people in front of us.
Yeah. I'd be he so ignored all mad of them
and pointed at me
fans?
Directly.
They were fans?
No, 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 they were waiting to get inside. Oh, but he pointed at us and told us to come in.
Funny.
And then the dude with the hat on, he's like, you serious right now? And the guy's like, yeah, let them in right now. I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, yo, it's lit. So I'm there, and then we walked past the fucking the little, I don't even know what that thing is called, the ropes.
The ropes.
The rope wall. Yeah. They let us in, and then the dude's putting the wristband on me. And while he's doing that, he's like, yo, you know you're so lucky right now, right? That was like a one in a million thing of ever happening.
That's great.
I was like, is it luck if it happens all the time?
Dude
starts laughing. So I get in, and then I go in by myself because they're still putting the wristbands on. But I'm like, what if they don't know who the three people I'm with is? So now they were like, yo, you have to go inside. I'm like, damn, I just want to see if they get in. So I'm standing in there, and then everybody walks in. I'm like, oh, shit, it's lit. So we're all fucking, as soon as we walk in, we're like fucking little girls. We're like, yeah, we're in here. So we're like, yeah, we fucking made it. So that shit was lit. And then we walk in, and then I go to the bar, and I'm like, all right, I need a celebratory drink. We fucking made it in. And then I saw a dude just order a drink and walk away. I'm like, I poke him. I'm like, excuse me, is that open bar? He was like, yeah, it's open bar. I call Steve. I'm like, yo, Steve, Amari, it's open bar. They were like, oh. So we just started. We're like just there like in a little fucking circle. Yeah. So we all order drinks. And then I see people that I recognize from things or whatever. I start talking to them, and then we walk towards like where the DJ is and everything over there, and we're just standing around, and then this nigga fucking PNB Rock walks in, and then me, fucking Steve, and Amari go, yo, and then PNB Rock looks at us, smiles, and then daps us all up. I'm like, yo, I was like, yo, you can't leave without giving us a pick. And he was like, yeah, no doubt. So one of the security guards is like, yo, we gotta go. And he's like, nah, chill. And
yeah,
I'm like,
great.
This nigga. And while I'm fucking fidgeting trying to put the camera on my phone,
bro,
I'm
I
like,
couldn't even unlock my screen. I couldn't even unlock. I was like, is this really happening?
Yeah, so I'm there and I'm like, yo, this nigga PNB Rock is a real one. And then I take the picture with him and I'm like, yo, that's the realest shit I ever seen.
That's
and he
funny.
Talked to me. He was like, yo, I fuck with you. I was like, deadass? He's like, yeah, man. And then he walks away.
That's
so then who else did I see? I saw Kaz. We talked about. Because, once again, whenever I see people who have podcasts, I will always ask. I'm like, I went up to them. I was like, yo, I only have 500 subs, and we got like 1,000 listens last week. Is that a good number? And then they were like, anything more than 10 is a good number. I was like, yo. I was like, say less. I was like, I'm definitely doing more than that. I appreciate that. So then
wait, how long have you been doing this for? A couple months? Since summer?
Yeah, but we haven't really started. I would literally say that this episode is probably where we're actually starting. Because last week's episode was like a...
Just a conversation? Fan participation episode. I'm jacking that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's another one, too.
That's the one with Matt and Ruben you showed.
Yo,
the girl.
First 5 minutes, and she's like, yo, what is this?
That's the episode you picked to show a girl? Minutes.
Listen, I might have to take that one down, because if my mom ever hears that episode, I might, you know. But anyway, back on topic. So, you know, that was basically last night was just me, you know, talking to people, whatever, in the industry. I talked to Ebro, and he was like, yo, as long as you're doing something for the culture, it's always a good thing. And I'm just there. I'm like, can I get a picture of this? Because I don't think this is happening right now. This is way too awesome. So I'm at the bar. Everybody's ordering drinks. No, I drank a lot more than you guys thought I drank, by the way.
I was looking at the snaps, and I'm just saying. I'm like, yo, that's not a lot of people there. Like,
it was really pretty packed.
No, but what I'm saying, I didn't know that the process you guys have to go through to get in. Like I said, I thought it was open for every freaking New Yorker.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, there's
false advertising.
Like,
by the way,
all those people there look like they're famous people. They're all surrounded by Roy Woods, and I'm like,
I wonder if they looked at us like, what are these kids doing here?
Yeah, what are they doing?
No, but nobody really looked at us like that, because some way, somehow, one of us knew someone.
Right.
So like Amari knew like the regular Hypebeast people. I knew all the famous people, and I was talking to all of them, except for Earl Sweatshirt, because he's very intimidating, and he looks like he doesn't want to be talked. Well, he's not intimidating. He just always looks like he doesn't want to be talked to.
Just don't bother me. I know I'm famous. Just leave me alone.
We kept making eye contact a bunch of times, but it wasn't like I was purposely trying to do it. I was trying to look at things behind him. So it was one of those awkward moments. So he probably thinks he's like, look at this guy being a big-ass fan, just doesn't know how to act. But in all reality, I'm just there, and I'm like, yo, I don't want to look at you.
What is he?
He's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
He was in Odd Future.
Okay.
He's really good. He's really good.
What?
Is he Samoan?
Earl Sweatshirt?
One of these rappers is like Samoan.
What?
I'll figure out who it is and I'll tell you.
But yeah, so that was a recap of our night. Just being very drunk in the city.
That's right.
At the Gold Bar.
That sounds great.
It was a sensational night.
I was pretty tipsy. I wasn't like drunk.
Shout out to the people that you saw. That was pretty
good.
It was
a very fun time.
Yeah, it was sensational. You know? Hopefully, you know, they're listening to this.
Jacking that you personally having the best month since turning 21. Because you've gone out every single week.
Every fucking week.
You got literally every single week. And I think I took the first week off in November and then just belligerently just got drunk.
Yeah.
I think I've been out every weekend too with Manny.
Yeah, this is too much.
I think Albany started. Albany started for me.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And then we have fucking event of the year tomorrow.
The event of the year.
Everyone listening, happy Mozzie Eve. It's a great time.
And I'm pretty excited.
Season's greeting.
We're celebrating this every time we go to Mozzie.
I was telling Kaz, because him and the other guy, Rory, they both are the creators of Henny Palooza, and it's also on Saturday. And I was like, I love Hennessy, and I love parties. It's all in one.
Where is that place?
Terminal 5. So it's a pretty big venue. That's where we went to the Travis show or whatever. So I was telling...
So it's like a concert kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a concert with a bunch of fucking...
It's Hennessy. Every Saturday?
No. This is the last one of the year.
Oh, yeah. So how often
do they do it? Like a year?
But it's always in like different places.
The one in the summer is the biggest one
So it's like a tour, essentially.
This one might... Yeah, it's like a party tour.
The one in the summer is the biggest one, though, I would assume. That's the one that Corrado and Alex went to.
Yeah, because that one was in New York, too. But that was in that place that closed down.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So
9-10-16, Henny Palooza in New York City.
Yeah.
That's here.
So we... I really wanted to go to that. And then I was telling them about the craziness of the Travis Scott concert, like how one of the dudes jumped from the third floor. He was like, are you serious? I was like, is that going to happen on Saturday?
That's the guy who Travis gave his ring to?
Yeah. So I was like, yo, is that going to happen on Saturday? He was like, I really hope not. I was like, listen, man, if it happens, it's awesome. There's a lot of Hennessy and partying involved. You never know. He's like, man, that'll be so crazy. So, yeah, I was like, man, I could really go to Henny Palooza. But I just brought my ticket, and we're going to go see Rupri live performing his fucking, his only two songs that anybody ever
knows. He came out with a song in 2017, and it's fire.
And he drops a whole album tomorrow and sings.
Is he better than that dude we heard in that other club in Queens?
Probably.
Joey?
Yes. Joey, yo, shout out my nigga Joey,
yes,
man.
Yes, Rupi's probably better.
Everybody knows who Rupi is.
I'm going to have to get Joey on this podcast. Everybody knows. Well, no. Because I told Kevin, I was like, yo, I'm going to go see Rupri. And he was like, who is that? Rupri. I was like, yo, you know who Rupri is.
It's Rupee.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling. I was like, yo, my mom actually was like, yo, who the hell is Rupi? I was like, you know who this person is.
Nobody knows him by name.
Like, who's Rupi? You know who this person is.
Story.
Tell him that
Let's
fucking
close
piece
it out
of
with
garbage.
Okay, so when I was younger, when did Planet of the Apes come out? The first one with James Franco.
That had to be
2011.
This might be going into No, junior year of high school.
Sophomore year. This is when I had filled a bottle of Regents.
Yes.
So my mom put me in these classes in NYU.
Right.
In
little did she know it would go to waste.
All these years,
it was more so for my bio regions to retake it, and it came in handy. But I had to take a class, like a theater class, right? And it just so happens James Franco was also taking classes at NYU. So for the theater class, our teacher told us, he was like, "Yo, we're gonna have a special guest coming in next week, but you guys, you know, you can't tell anybody. James Franco is going to come in and talk to you guys."
Oh my god.
And yo, imagine fucking being what was that, like a 14, 15 year old kid. The Green Goblin's coming to fucking talk to me, bro.
Bro, Green the Goblin. For like the 2 weeks leading up to it, I was like, "Roshan, what are you doing this day?" He's like, "Nothing, because I'm going to be with James Franco. I'm not hanging out with you that day or the day before."
It was literally just going to be my class and all the staff or whatever, you know. Who wouldn't want to hear a fucking, like, a theater lecture from James Franco,
right?
So
the great James Franco.
I was so happy. The day comes now, and I woke up early. I woke up dumb early. I ate a full breakfast. I got to on the train on time. Everything was going perfect.
Got your haircut so you could put a hat on.
No, I didn't wear hats back in those days. But yeah, I sit in class. Teacher comes in. He goes, "Guys, I have some bad news." I go, "Oh, no, don't tell me."
Oh, my God.
James Franco isn't coming in today. And everybody was just like, "Oh, are you kidding me? Why?" And so we told him, we asked the teacher, "Yo, why isn't he coming in?" The teacher was just like, "Oh, because he doesn't feel like it." And we're like, "Wow, he doesn't want to come in because he doesn't feel like it? Like, he's not in the mood to?" And ever since then, I'm just like, yo, fuck James Franco.
Even though Spider-Man 3 was the best Spider-Man movie of all time.
You're an idiot.
I don't give
regardless
a fuck.
Of what, James Franco, if you're listening to this, go fuck yourself.
I messaged him that day. I was like, "How was it?" He says, "I don't want to talk about it."
I was so upset. Yo, imagine having the opportunity to go see James Franco, and then you can't because he wants to be an asshole.
I mean, listen, all of these situations end with a happy ending. I hated Roy Woods, literally. Up until
last night,
I got inside the park. Like, if the bouncers would have been like, "Oh, you guys got to go home. We're not letting anybody in," I would have hated Roy Woods. I would have deleted all his songs off my phone. I would have fucking been angry tweeting him because I spent so much fucking time getting to the Bronx to leave my car to take the train
to get there to wait
to get there to wait to fucking go to a bar, buy a drink that I didn't want to buy in the first place, then to go back and wait some more. If that would have ended with me going home, I would have went off, but it didn't. It
sucks.
So I'm glad it ended that way. You know, you want to know how it was a good time? The guy with the list, he ended up going inside and partying, yes, and drinking and smoking. That's right. He fucking walked up to us and he was like, "Man, I'm so happy you guys are in here." He was like, "Yo, let's take a picture." And then
he
takes a picture with all of us. For some reason, Brian didn't want to take any pictures, so he took all the pictures. So we took a picture with the fucking guy who didn't let us in. I was waiting for the bathroom, and the dude who was in VIP, who was telling people, who told us we could come in, he took a picture with me, and he told me I was awesome. I'm like, yo, it was just a night where everybody told me what I was doing was awesome.
Yeah.
And I was very drunk, so nothing went wrong. Absolutely nothing.
That's great.
And it ended off with some McDonald's. After this week, no carbs again.
No more carbs?
Yeah, no more carbs.
After this week, yeah, because, you know, halal on Saturday.
I feel like shit eating carbs again, that it just sucks. Like, literally eating bad food makes you feel bad. At least a week and a half, 2 weeks. It was like up until Thanksgiving, I felt really nice. It was a really nice feeling. So yeah, we're gonna have to get back on that. Maybe I'll be more creative. But yeah, so let's finish this up. Is there anything you guys want to talk about before we get out of here? We got time if you want.
Never gonna talk about a lot of stuff. What happened this week?
The Avengers.
Oh yeah, we're about to witness the biggest movie of all time.
The greatest.
I wouldn't say greatest, but it's definitely gonna be the biggest.
Is it going to be better than Justice League?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Opening weekend.
Did you see the CGI comparison between Steppenwolf and Thanos?
But Thanos looked... the CGI was kind of trash.
Side by side, you'll see.
Well, yeah. Side by side, you'll actually notice the difference. But
we're watching movies about comic book characters, all right, guys? Let's chill out with the CGI. Yeah. What do you expect?
All right, so we'll shut it down here. Justice League is a better movie than the Avengers Infinity War. We're calling it now a year in advance. If you have a problem with that,
bold ass statement.
If you have a problem with that,
a very bold statement.
Go hit me up on Instagram. I made it public. I don't give a fuck anymore. Silk Durag. I'm also Silk Durag on Twitter.
Today's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy Sharon, birthday to Rashawn's sister.
And Daniel.
Happy,
and Daniel.
Birthday, shout out to Daniel for, you know, buying me drinks those couple times. Every time. Rashawn, do you want anything to say to the people before we get out of here?
I got nothing.
Shout out to your mix.
Shout out to my mix.
Shout out to Manny. Yo. Congratulations for the 1,000.
You already know.
Yeah.
1,000. That's a big 1,000 listens. I think we have like 100,000 minutes of listens. Something crazy like that, which is...
Thank you for the positive feedback for the mix. Yeah, I appreciate exactly. that.
Right, way ahead of the curve, apparently, according to guys that actually
according
do
according to Ebro in the morning. Shout out to Ebro in the morning.
And Rory. What's his name?
Rory. Rory's the guy.
That was cool.
Steve, what do you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
To anyone that doesn't like Roy Woods or music, I never listened to Roy Woods a day in my life before last night. He makes pretty good music. He has a good time. And it was a great time.
That was a great time. And the album is actually fire.
Yeah, I listened.
So
I
I'm just sitting there and I'm cooking. Like, damn, this is a really,
what's
really
the name
good
of the album.
Say Less.
Say Less.
Say Less.
So by Roy Woods.
Album out now. I believe Music. In the opening mix, I played Ka's song "Not the Same." And that's on every streaming service. Check that out. It's actually really good. If you want to listen to Rashawn's mix again, go ahead and listen to that.
It's very replayable. I listen to it when I'm at work. I
appreciate that.
It is.
Even
the whole episode.
I like Maddie's part.
Episode 14, listen to that. That even
at 1 hour and 10 minutes, when Roshan does his little intro, I spit out my drink. I was laughing. It was the great. It was so funny.
You don't want to know how many takes that took.
All right, before we end, a little quick thing about that.
A little behind the scenes.
So I fucked up on the when I was doing the mix itself. There was a really large gap of just it being quiet, and I'm like, "Yo, what's going on?" And I realized, "Oh shit!" Like the volume's off on one side of the DJ booth. So I'm like, "Fuck, turn that off." So and that's when Manny told me, you know, edit some voices.
Yeah.
And so I was like, "All right, let's just get this over with."
Now you know the backstory of why Rashawn has a drop.
Why a random ass drop in the middle of a mix?
Well, let's just get into Shantonio from Chromatics mix. It's legendary, and he'll introduce himself to you and what he's about. So thanks for listening, and continue to just subscribe and rate us all the time, because that's all I want in life.
Just the feedback.
No money.
All we need
I'm doing
feedback.
This for free. I don't want no money. I just want love.
Right now, let me introduce you to something called Serious Business. Shantonio Chromatic representing Jamaica. DJ Puffy with the vibe. Barbados stand up. You know what it is. It doesn't matter where you're from. It could be Trinidad, London, Toronto, New York. Everybody.
It's not good enough for me.
Shantonio, he's here.
Since I've been with you.
Ooh. Chromatic. I'm out of.
La, 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 la.
Push up against me, ooh, it's too tipsy. I had enough combo for 24. I picked you from across the room. Pretty little body dancing like go-go. And you are unforgettable. I need to get you alone. And you are unforgettable. I need to get you alone. Virginia done me up already. I'm blamed for real. I might just say how I feel. I
somebody I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Up in drama to free my mind. Jealous people around me, I need to change my life. I just turn colder every time I try. What would I do without you, my Georgie? I don't feel that way with anybody. Tell me your secrets, I'm not messy. Steady it for me, girl, hold steady.
Love in a thousand different flavors.
Drink.
I wish that I could taste them all tonight.
Drink.
No, I ain't got no dinner plans, so you should bring all your friends.
Drink.
I swear that to all of y'all, my type.
All you girls in here, if you feel thirsty, come on, take a sip.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. DJ Khaled, I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rockin' with it on the brown like. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down a notch. Cause I can do some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rockin' with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper.
Con lo mío todo se mueve. La fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes. Mi gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere ir. El ritmo está en tu cabeza, ahora suéltate y mueve los pies. Me encanta cuando el bajo suena, empezamos a subir de nivel.
Y toda mi gente se mueve.
La fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes.
Mi música los tiene fuerte.
Baby girl, come in love, you know you wind that bass to the baseline. Girl, when you wind it slow, check out your shape, no shame in that. My girl, gotta let you know. Anytime when you pass, I'm a city top class. My girl, my loving it go. When you tip on your toe and you take it low, girl, like cars in a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a wah. Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Cars in a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a wah. Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Cars in a volcano. I love, the way how you're moving, girl. Love, I love the way how we're grooving. Show me you're ready for the cruising. Good loving, we ain't losing. How are you doing the thing? Come and tell you right now. Split on the floor and show them how. Your technique is outstanding and the way how you act, girl, you're causing a
Could you believe I could be different? I'll be a difference. I'll lift you high. And I understand your hesitation, my reputation. It's no surprise. So let me redefine you, and you can see the time move just like tears in the eyes do. And when you're feeling alone, oh baby, I'll be right here. Between the sea and silence, so breathe easy, my dear. You can find sunshine in the rain. I will come running when you call my name. Even a broken heart can beat again. Forget about the one who caused you pain. I swear I'll love you in a different way.
Watching anybody else, but your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well?
You know I used to be in 1D,
now I'm out free.
People want me for one thing,
that's not me.
I'm not changing the way that I
used to be.
I just wanna have fun and
get rowdy.
One coke and Bacardi,
sipping lightly.
When I walk inside the party,
girls on me.
F1 type Ferrari,
six kiss me.
Girl, I love it when your body
grinds on me,
oh, baby. Yeah. You know I love it when the music stops, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that round for me, baby. You know I love it when the music stops, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
by the bedside. Give me that fast wine, fast wine, fast wine. Fast wine, fast wine, fast wine. Hey, hey. Take my boat to the dock side and anchor down by the bedside.
African bag, baby, don't change your style. Girl, I love you the way you are. The way you are. Feeling your dancing, bro. Size on the beat, bro. Yeah, feeling your dancing, bro.
Next song, my love is very special. attitude. Box shot.
Them want to know when me have a knock and keng, crocodile tear man a bust. Make it light up your life like pepper light, like Christmas at tomorrow. Kishin, broke a back out of him in a gut. Leng should a name, keep time, fly a bag of bat. I know set, Russian a been a link up against right under your hand.
Shit on the easy.
Chromatic are just the ultimate, you know. Some boy we a chat them for note. Chromatic the ultimate. Your creep, your chair, your nico. Everyday Shantonio, Aries. Don't know a thing going on that.
Them coward like that. Never yet get a charge. So hold your back. So hold your back. Them hungry bad fi make car. Fi make phone call. Iron hand no hard fit with none at all. Hanna jana jana da. Jana. Hey, banga mana banga mana banga. Banga mana banga mana banga. Roll dog, load up your mama. Fire shot, nuff gun, powder your swallow. Hey, banga mana banga mana banga. Hey, banga mana banga mana banga. Pull up on your block. Hey, crowd of his tata. Chop up on the bin that you know mana. We no listen when chatty mouth chat.
Fourth generation, one vice in up. Chromatic the ultimate. The man like creep your chair. Nico, everyday, Shantonio. Aries. Laughing or talking the dark. Them don't know a thing, them don't know a settings. Chromatic I baddest, yeah? Chromatic say, when them a make that, man a make pop. No killer 4-4, make your head fat. Bad man think I no talking. You know a action over motor. Chromatic, trigger work it, work it, work it, work it. Trigger work it, work it, work it, work it. Man a bind it straight and bust it perfect. Oh, Lord of mercy, head reverse it. Trigger work it, work it, work it, work it. Trigger work it, work it, work it, work it. Man a bind it straight and bust it perfect. Yo, K, yo, Jaya, fire. Dollar kind beer, $1. Too easy trigger for release the anger, ya. Rain where you fall, can't tap with umbrella. Make up Mach 90, long down ladder. Bulldog Magnum, the bulldog na rat. While I bust up my head, make blood mix with saliva. Boy, dead gun bust that, now left a survivor. Chant out New York, when the gun them a squeeze. Gone on a piece, 17, come up in a clip and it a breeze. Here is, bust it with the left and miss a cheese. Murderer, turn the wind up with ease. Dead sound, man, I turn the wind and memories. When the rifle sings sweet and the melodies. Carve and stuff in your belly, better leave. 21, that the gun go whole, whole, this bumbo whole. Them a make that, man, a make pop. When them a make that, man a make pop. Bad man think I no talking. You know a action over mo top. Chromatic. Chica work it, work it, work it. Chica work it, work it, work it, work it. Bad man think I no talking. Bad man think I no talking. I no talking. Chica work it, work it, work. You know a action over mo top. Chromatic. Bad man think I no talking. You know a yo chromatic. Tell them.
You know a popcorn. I'm representing for Chromatic, the ultimate son. I wanna like Chromatic in a real life. Suck your whole family.
Laying to the side like ding dong. Oof. Chain them a swing like swing song. Oof. Hey, creep them girlfriend like with life. JR because we black like King Kong. Yush. She like every pitch up on my Ingram. Yo. So right away she a sing song. Hey, Nico a play like a yali. Every D put the D in the Chromatic. England. Yeah. Limited space for the man them, yo. Whole heap of space for the gal them, yo. Tackles alone, so put your cups down.
Your cups down.
If a table dog has chill, shut down.
Aries, make your wine up your body, gal.
Wine up your body, gal.
Wine.
You know, be axe when you see me.
When you see me,
every gal is in me with a feeling.
Bokopina, Jones have dogs and the dinner fever dogs. Stop, box, stop, man, them. Gala been up in a 9 and in a 10. Send me never get up, play again. Come in, go fat and a man will rub a pen. As me come in ready. and just go get your children. Get a girl and just go get your children. Get a girl and just go get your children. Get a girl, get a girl and just go get your children.
That's the echo when the grabber schema like Shabba Madapad. Shot fire, every man a drop flat. Everybody's trapped, every pan a knock. Feel like the rims and the Cadillac. In the M1 a knock. Shot fire, every man a drop flat. He won't care, so everybody back back. We badder than everything we bad. Madder than everything we mad. Black rain fall when you see the night. Steel pan a beat like Trinidad. When we step in at the street like criminal.
Hey, Roshan!
Girl, you love it back way and you know how to position right. Yeah. Sip on one Guinness, I'm killing that pussy tonight. Yeah. I love the way how you booty roll when you ain't in the dance and hit the floor. Baby, I can tell by the way you grind.
Girl, you have the best.
Na 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 na. The best. Na 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 na.
Sip on my toe for you, whining slow for you, yeah.
Na 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 na.
Girl, you got the best.
Na 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 na.
Girl, rocko, girl you got the voodoo na na rocko. Make me feel like the new na na rocko. Give you the money, buy anything you wanna. But I know me no want lose you na na.
Do you want me the one? You are my one and only, yeah.
Wanna make you feel good. Wanna make you feel real good. Make your ball off and you feel good.
You are my one and only, yeah.
Girl, I wanna be for life. Wanna show you a good life.
Get the ring.
So the world know you are my wife. Champagne for the pride in life.
Tell me, baby, you can show me just how much you want.
in a late night. Me and her locked up. She found John Suicide Rise and shotgun. In a my dark glass, cut off shots, clocks well clean. Touch you road with them blood clot team. See a girl up on a corner, cry and a scream. You know, said the boss a fiend, I been, she say. Her man not give her the time, so of course, I know, say. Me go give her the wine. Now she say, oh, me is a one of a kind. And that's how she became mine. And see that. Can't believe I. Can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado. Can't believe I. Can't believe I take him, girl, away from me, Mokado.
She want a rich nigga, not a broke one. She a boss too, she get her own money. Slim thicky with a booty, yeah, she know a nigga love that shit. I love that shit. She got a man all well, I'm like, so what? What that nigga got to do with us when we lost in the moment? And I'm deep in your ocean. I bet he can't believe that.
Can't believe I. Can't believe I take him, girl, away from me, Mokado. Can't believe I. Can't believe I.
Mama for you. To be exact.
Everything is nice.
Everything's right. Everything's cool. She's on me. Strappers on my crew. Back with my ride. Yeah, a couple divas must be hurting the service. They with me. You never reach them. You're so reckless. Know me some cold bitches. Put on my whole city. Deliver the gold. Pull up like I ain't stretching. Hold up, I'm not gonna quit till they say I'm right there with fella. Everything is right with you. Tell me how many you slide with you. Is everything alright with you? Then let's just take a ride and let me get a bite. If not, another fly for you.
I'm feeling high, champion fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the goal. This a for the people them we work hard. All who gone to the mark. R.I.P. to a loved one. Put your cups down tonight. The feeling's right. Going on a high grade flight. Cups are roll out, birds are roll out. Everything is nice. Cause I'm way up.
We up there.
Way up.
Still up there.
Way up.
We up there.
Way up.
Andrew Lutz, from your city of cleanest. Clothes when me rocking at the fucking realest. Chicken jing. In a the Louis V vest. Y'all want with this sweet silicon and real best. Y'all a blue breeze on the head of me penis. Coolest breeze that me rocking a sleeveless. That make some man of the grievous. Them can't diss the man from ZR3 West.
Andrew Lutz. Me can't go a day without a girl. Now my head, me can't do a day without a girl. Now my head, yeah. So we killing it, we up at the bloody pig. Batman lucky treat, pirate happy what you pay. Every day and not every week. Cool, I'll cheer for me, I'm free.
A Jamaican.
Yes, your red stop. You have a password, see me enter. Seven digit, ever best stop. I can't tell a best stop. Take you for your test drive, not a test crash. Tell you so good, you may be a set trap. If I have a face, me no less that. Tell you so good, you may be a set trap.
Love it. When you sit down, when you're cooking. Love it. When you sit down, when you're cooking.
Thank you.
hard, jeans are short shots. Head raised when me walk past. Me feel the eyes, believe the eye. Me love the light, me need to fight.
You're just a troll of the six like Lodi. That is what you're doing with your body. And when you wind up the girl, it groovy. Girl, I wanna take you to a movie. You're just a troll of the six like Lodi. That is what you're doing with your body. And when you wind up the girl, it groovy. Girl, I wanna take you to a movie.
I done came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try something. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try something.
Came looking like a ganja farmer. Your daddy better hide his daughter. Shake her bunda just like a torta. Splash the bunda with holy water. Lick a spice for the winter season. Your chicken is a liquor season. Yeah, did you see what he did? The black Benz turned white and they can't believe it. Make them repeat it, that's some new shit. They've never seen it, you should feel it. Meet and greet it, I'll be a genius. If I didn't think with my penis. Get them thinking I'm awesome. Man them approach with caution. True say we came with the bun, some but true say we came for the bun. That's some brown thing that I can put my paws on.
Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some.
Came smelling like I robbed the nine bar. Looking for the baddest diva. Hold up, let me analyze her. Body looking like it.
Shout out to my
l**t
on the window. Don't fuck my neck. Popping with it like it's legal. Two is a bilingual. They don't even understand my lingo. I love my money big and all in singles. Baby, bring that this way. Don't you worry about a thing, no.
Benz up and I'm up in the palace. Yeah, coughing. Huffing up, puffing the baddest. She puffer up, puffer the galleys. I like enough of them up in the garage. Got a couple of damage. Just bring couple of Karens. And bring couple of Sharons. Bust it to bust up a cannon. Bust up a cannon. Enough of them up in the cabin. Enough of them up in the grabbing. Managers up in the crabbing. Nothing can stop her from gagging. I bobbing, weave it all ducking and jabbing. Nuts, man, you couldn't imagine.
Shout out to my n**** on the window. My n**** bobbing with it like it's legal. Two is a bilingual. They don't even understand my lingo. It's the money lingo. I love my money big and all in single.
Baby, bring up
this way.
Gentlemen, this is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train.